Number 48 through 50. On May 29th, there was a heavy rain, but the sun came out the next day. Driving back from the village, I stopped the car because a small woodchuck was traveling along the road, its belly almost flat to the gravel. I got out, took off my sweater, threw it over the woodchuck, and wrapped him in it, then put him on the floor of the car while I drove home. I guessed the rain had washed out his burrow. If I hadn't come along, he would have eventually died of starvation. Rescuing him, I felt as large as fate. At home, I put him in the bathtub, and my husband found a large carton. He put cat litter in the bottom and straw on top of that. When I put the chuck in, he gratefully burrowed into the straw. I made a mixture of milk and baby cereal for him. When I gave it to the chuck, he ate it greedily. He accepted me quickly. If I put my hand in the carton, he nibbled my fingers. It became clear that I was imprinting the woodchuck, and vice versa. Very shortly, the carton seemed too small. I offered him a nest made of a covered box, bedded with straw and with a round doorway cut in the front. He knew instantly that a hole spells home, and he dashed inside. Every time I came to feed him, he jumped into my lap as eagerly as ever. As the months passed, the chuck grew bigger and bigger. My husband remarked that if I didn't do something soon, I would be chased around for the rest of my days by a 15-pound woodchuck begging for milk. I decided to put him in a new burrow. I found a hole along the wall of our orchard, put the chuck near it, and left him. I continued to visit with his milk. Each time he greeted me joyfully, drank greedily, and tried persistently to follow me back into the house. The parting came unexpectedly. I went on a brief trip. When I came back, I saw no sign of him. In the spring, when I see a large, handsome woodchuck playing on the grass, I will hope that it is he.